You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
So this made us kind of laugh. It was somebody who was talking about, because we were talking, was it yesterday on the show? We were talking yesterday on the show about how wrong it is to ask someone what they want for Christmas, that you should just know. If it's your significant other, you should just know what they want. And I'd say more than half of people disagreed with that sentiment. But since we were talking about buying stuff, somebody else pointed out, can't we just make a list of things we don't want people to get for our kids?
Oh, yeah.
And that strikes us as funny. So if the segment is called, Please Don't Get My Kids Blank for Christmas, Jeremy, as the father of two kids under the age of 13, what are you going to go with?
The biggest ask of the season right now is coming from my daughter, and it's a hamster. She wants a hamster, and that's a big ask.
She must know somebody who has one.
Every girl in the neighborhood, there's like three or four young girls her age in the neighborhood, every one of them have a hamster. So there's my argument right there. Well, just go to your friend's house and play with the little disease-infested rodent instead of bringing one into our house. But it is.
Can you even play with a hamster? I've never had one in my life.
You can. And
how do you play with a hamster?
Let's just say a couple of the girls in the neighborhood have had to get second hamsters because they were playing a little too rough with the first hamster. So you have to be very delicate with how you play with them.
Do you dress them up? I mean,
well, you can pet them. You put them in little cages. You bring them outside. They put them in the front yard in like a little contained area and let them run around. And they're constantly holding them and petting them, and one fell from a high place.
What technically is the difference between a hamster and a gerbil?
I don't know. I really haven't done much of my research. I mean, there's various hamsters, too. There's like four or five, six, seven, I don't know, different breeds of hamsters. Some are more friendly than others. Some you can actually train to use little litter boxes. So there's various, and then you start, wheedling into the mouse camp and guinea pig camp and ferret camp. So
sure,
there's all sorts of small animals that you can get. What'd you find?
If you're wondering, hamsters are known for their short, stubby tails, noses, and legs. Gerbils have longer noses, tails, and hind legs, which they like to stand on. So that's your difference between
a hamster meaner?
And a,
I wonder if gerbils are meaner too. One of them bites.
I didn't get that far.
Anyway, so that's the big ask this year. She's asking every relative to get her one. It's on every list. Every time we drive by a PetSmart, it's like, can we get out and go in and look at them?
It does say here that gerbils are notoriously easier and more docile and less likely to bite.
Oh, okay. So maybe we should...
So maybe you talk her out of the hamster and you talk her into a gerbil.
Yeah. I remember growing up, my buddy of mine had a hamster / gerbil, and you would hold it, and if you flipped it upside down, it would poop. It was the cutest thing.
Like poop on demand?
Yeah, like if you're holding it like in your hand like a soda and you would just turn it upside down, you could see its little, butthole, and he would just start pooping like crazy. And then you'd flip him back up, and then you'd turn him over again and you'd start pooping again. I'm like, well, obviously the thing's terrified. But looking back, I was like,
if a hand reached down and grabbed me and flipped me upside down, I might react the same way.
Yeah. What was I? Probably 5, 6, goofy little kid terrorizing this little hamster. The lists, the pictures of the hamsters are all over the house. She's drawing pictures of them, begging grandma to get her one, blah, 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 blah. But no, I don't want a hamster in the house. I don't want to smell it. I don't want to change the bedding every week. Everything about it, I don't want.
Keith wrote in and said, good news, hamsters only live about 2 years.
Well, I know.
That's not good news
that
for the
hamster,
is not
good,
is
but
it,
it's
Keith?
Not good news. But yeah, okay, so then it's 2 years of a stinky little rodent in the house and changing bedding every, week. I don't want to do
Fair
that.
Enough. All
I
right,
don't
so
do
if
it.
The question, if we're saying, please don't get my kids blank for Christmas, you're saying hamster.
Hamster. Nancy says, when I was young, my hamster ate its babies. Can you imagine the terrified little children? No!
Kim says, we even had two hamsters at the same time because we thought one got lost. No, it appeared the next day out of a closet. So then you got two hamsters they have to care for.
Look at Erica. Jeremy, there's a gerbil breeder in Colorado. What kind of creeper is that? Sounds strange, but I highly recommend because they are hand-raised. Are these hand-raised gerbils? Are they grass-fed? All organic gerbils? Wonder what the difference is. Versus pet store versus hand-raised gerbils. What's the difference, Erica?
I guess one is organic.
Yeah, that's what he said, organic. Yeah, it's an organic gerbil. Farm-raised.
Oh, my God. All right. Listen, folks. Every text that's coming in now is about hamsters and gerbils. We're getting off of it. The subject is
sorry
actually,
I brought it up.
It's not the pros and cons of hamster hour. It's the please don't get my kid. Or if you guys want, we can make this entirely about hamsters if you want.
Jessica says, Jared, don't do it. My kids got out. My kids' gerbil apparently got out and was lost for 4 days. I found it in my dirty clothes in my closet. Was it alive or dead, Jessica?
Aaron says, please tell Dom we have two gerbils we would gladly give to your daughter. Well, you're not telling me. You're telling Jeremy. I'm not the one with the daughter looking for. That's Jeremy who wants it. She says, my daughter has three, and she doesn't have time for them anymore. Well, that's the way it is with kids and all pets. 90% of the time, yes, I'm sure there are the unicorns out there who get a pet, and then they care for it daily, and they're wonderful to it. But the majority of kids, the thrill will wear off. And the same thing would happen with Lila with her hamster.
Absolutely. Then I'm going to get in charge of taking care of this goofy thing.
Yeah, who's kidding who here? I mean, you get any kid a pet. I mean, they demand anything. A puppy, right? And then after how many months, you're the one looking after the puppy.
But good news is they only live 2 years, Dom. Good
the hamsters, news. Not the puppies.
Not the children. Chris says it's called the Pez dispenser move when you tip the hamster over and you make it poop. Oh, Chris, I think you're trying to be funny, but that's awesome. That's a funny thing.
Matt says, my ex-mother-in-law bought my 2 and 4-year-olds a trampoline. I'd have to agree with that.
No.
No.
The ankle breaker.
Amy says, no more Legos ever, please. Yeah.
Oh, Nicole from Thornton, slime. Yes, slime, slime, slime. We have slime-making kits throughout the house, and everything is sticky. God, I hate slime.
I will tell you, you know how much money my stepdaughter makes off of her slime business?
It's everywhere.
It's nuts. Marley says, please don't get my 2-year-old any sort of tablet, iPad, phone, etc.
Oh, that's good.
They're trying to limit, screen time on even this very young child.
Sure.
They're like, please don't get gadgets like that for my kid. A couple of people have written and said, please, nothing with batteries.
That's a biggie.
Who was it? It was Janelle who said, my in-laws would always buy my kids some toy that took $1 million in batteries.
Oh, yeah, it's true. Those were the worst toys. And then when they die, you do that parenting move where you pretend that it's just broken. And so you don't have to replace the batteries. We did that a lot. We're like, oh, I don't know. It just doesn't work anymore. I don't know what happened to it.
What did you do to it?
You broke it.
Jen says, noisy toys that don't have off buttons, I will hate you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a biggie. What else is coming in? God, still a ton more.
The people
candy.
Cannot get off the hamsters. That's the
all right.
Thing.
A lot of passion for these little
please
monster
no candy
rodents.
From Evan.
Candy's a big one, too. We tell, my parents and mother-in-law, please don't do a lot of candy and sweets and treats because, I mean, if you open up our cupboard, we still have bags from Halloween still sitting in there, of candy. And it's just too much.
Paul says, don't get my kids any stuff. Contribute to some sort of an experience.
Yeah, that's pretty good, too.
Yeah, especially for older kids, maybe, and adults. But, I mean, if you're talking about a 5-year-old, I've got to push back on that. Can you imagine telling the 5-year-old, you're not going to have anything to unwrap on Christmas. However, we're all going to go on an outing together to blah, 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 blah. It's like,
that's hard. That kid wants the toys at that age. It's hard to.
Yeah. When you're talking about a 4, 5, 6, 7-year-old, sadly, it is about stuff.
It is.
Because Paul, you were the same way. I can just imagine Paul writing in saying this. And when he was 6, he's like, please, no toys for me. We're just going to do a family outing.
I would
today.
Like movie ticket gift certificates, please. That's all I want. Or gift certificates for Frosties, please. No, your prime toy age, from 0 to, 10. Get the kids the toys. No more
totally
stuffed animals.
Misty. Oh, yeah, because Misty's saying, please, more stuffed animals, even if all she's ever asked for.
No.
She goes, I am swimming in them.
I should take a picture of my daughter's bed today because it easily takes her 15 minutes to pull all the stuffed animals off at night to go to bed and then another 15 in the morning to put them all back on. There's so many stuffed animals.
Ugh. You know, and one of Gretchen's daughters had one of those giant, I don't know if it was a bear or what it was. It was the size of, I don't know, like a recliner.
Nice.
Okay, it was huge. And somebody got that for her, and they thought it was just the cutest, sweetest thing. Do you know what it's like having to manage a stuffed animal that's the size of a recliner?
Where do you put that, you know?
I'll tell you, you eventually put it at Goodwill or someplace.
Was my next question, if Goodwill would take something like that.
How do you
get rid of a giant stuffed bear, you know?
I know she doesn't have it anymore. I mean, she's a college kid now. But, yeah, that's one of those things that you feel like such a good person giving it, but then you wipe your hands and walk away.
Yeah.
And that family's the one that has to deal with lugging around a gigantic stuffed animal.
You know where that bear ends up? On a dark night, you end up going behind a grocery store and finding a dumpster and throwing it in.
You know, that's more true than funny,
that's where Mr. Happy Bear goes.